If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
Okay, what do women really want for Valentine's Day? You can text us at 92925. I know a trip for two to Cancun would be amazing. We've got your chance to win coming up at 7:20 this morning.
All you need to know is if she says she wants nothing, it's a lie. Don't believe it. Do something.
We were talking about this yesterday, and Sam, you said that you felt like you're basically getting a little bit of the shaft during Valentine's Day.
Well, once again, you know, it's a celebration of love, Valentine's Day is, and yet the onus is always on the man. You know, what am I going to do for my girlfriend? How am I going to top what I did last year, which wasn't much, but still, you know, there's always the expectation, but I never, like, ever flip it around and ask my girlfriend, well, what are you going to do for me?
Right.
I mean, love is reciprocation. It's you know, it's a symbiotic thing, and so it can't just be a one-way street. So I don't get why we're still hung up on this. What's the man going to do for the woman on Valentine's Day? It has to go. It's a two-way street.
Just one day a year. It's not going to kill you. Try just a little harder, like 5% harder. That'll be great.
You know, every time I try, I get defeated because it's never enough, and I always disappoint. Okay. And it's
poor
always
you.
It's always lackluster.
Because you're disappointing. So Sam was griping about this, and then Andy's griping about the fact that you think that women try to trap their husbands and boyfriends.
Well, yeah, like I said, if any girl says, no, don't worry about Valentine's Day, don't get me anything, that's a lie.
Well,
don't
means,
do nothing.
It means you don't have to get me like any huge gift or spend a lot of money, but like a little bit of thought goes a long way.
You should always do something.
Just like,
something.
It can
a
be
card.
Little, it can be like an act of service even, like something nice for that person.
What about the acts of service I do 364 days a year that go ungratefully?
Can you name one of them?
Yes, I do massages every day when she gets home from work.
Okay.
I give her a shoulder rub.
Okay.
I mean, how many guys
that
do that?
That makes up for the fact that you listen to her never. So, Christina, what do you want for Valentine's Day?
What do I want? I'd love to just get away for a weekend.
Okay.
I have a really bad cold, a sleepless night with my son. So, yeah, that would be nice.
You just like to get away? No husband, no son, no nothing?
Maybe I'll bring the husband.
Okay.
If he's lucky. Would you settle for a dozen roses and a box of chocolates? Would that...
Of course I would.
Oh, see, there she would. She would love that.
Good.
Would you settle for your husband doing the dishes?
Oh, yes. The dishes without me asking. That would be nice.
That would be the sexiest thing ever, right?
Right. Honestly, a man who just steps up to help with the kids or, you know, with a chore without any asking or nagging is beautiful.
If a man gets off the couch, that's hot. That's
aww.
All it takes.
That is hot.
Yeah. For anything other than grabbing
this is
a beer.
Where you're adding. Yeah, in your 30s, that's what you ask for, really. When you're married, that's all you ask for.
You don't need much.
Thank you, Christina.
No.
Okay, so, Andy, what do you have planned for Valentine's Day this year for your wife?
Well, I'm not going to be here I'm not going to be with her on Valentine's Day. She's still in Toronto. So here's the thing. I'm going to put you to shame here. I thought about flying home for the day just to surprise her and then flying back. I'll just spend a couple hours with her. I'm not going
to
do that.
Right.
It's a little bit too much. But we're going
to
go for dinner on Saturday night. We'll go for a nice dinner.
Okay. Most women say they expect at least a card or some chocolates and candy or some flowers. And then like lower down on the list, people expect jewelry or to go to the spa. But there are actually a lot of men who expect either a card or some chocolates or candy as well.
It would be nice.
You want
I'm
a card?
Just saying. We can use the love too.
Well, I hope you get some.
Well,
we
got a text here 17 years together and I've honestly never wanted anything for Valentine's Day. See, there are people out there that don't have the expectation. I mean,
Peggy said Valentine's Day is overrated. If my husband has to wait for Valentine's Day to do something nice for me, that's pathetic. It's about the day-to-day life and I ask to get annoyed if he spent any money for this ridiculous holiday. So she'll get annoyed if he spends any money at all.
See, there's hope yet.
Peggy's your kind of girl.
All right, what do you really want for Valentine's Day? Let it out. Maybe your significant other will hear. You can text us at 92925. This one says, I took the day off work. I'm going to spend the day cooking for her. When she comes home, she'll be surprised since I usually work until 7, and I ordered a custom love book with personalized emojis. The book is everything I love about her. I mean, come on. Come on.
Look at Sam's face.
Where's that book going to be in 6 months from now? In the bottom of a pile of something.
Doesn't matter.
That moment.
Yes.
Seriously, we're talking about this because actually Sam and Andy have both been griping about Valentine's Day. Sam saying that he doesn't understand why it's not more about the men.
It's always the women asking, what are you going to do for me? What are you going to do for me?
Yeah.
Men never ask that.
And Andy, because you said that women often try to trap their guys by saying we don't want anything when we actually do.
Yeah, guys, you got to do something. I'm sorry. You have to do something and that's the way it is.
Okay, Carlene, you have something to say to Sam specifically?
Men need a date that they are thoughtful and that they do things for their women most of the time, not all the time. So, you know what? Valentine's Day. for women. We need that date so men remember to do those thoughtful things for us.
If you knew how many days out of the year I cook for my girlfriend, if you only knew, I mean...
Women do that all the time, too, though.
Well, every relationship's different.
We do it all the time, and we don't expect any, you know, we don't expect any reward for it. Whereas men do it, and they expect some type of reward. They expect, you know, to be told, wow, thanks, good job. We do it thankful, without thanks all the time.
If you're doing something every single day, it's not that big of a deal, right? There's nothing special about it. Valentine's Day is that one day to do something a little bit out of the ordinary, a little bit different, a little bit special.
Again, I can count on my hand the amount of times per year that my girlfriend cooks.
We know. He tells us every time he cooks for her, like, he deserves some sort of prize for this. Seriously.
You got a really hard life.
All right. Thank you for breaking that down for him. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
By the way, Sam, the person who said they made the book said she's a school teacher and she loves books, so there's something there. See, he knows her.
Okay,
he knows her.
Okay, I'm not a romantic guy. What do you want from me?
Okay, but you're working on something for Valentine's Day, I hope, right?
How much time do I have? 2 days?
Okay. Yeah,
I
guess. That's a hard no.
Poor Josie.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
So you guys ever hang out on a balcony of a really high condo and think, what would it be like if I threw a chair off this thing?
No. I live on the 18th floor.
It's frightening.
And it's frightening. A lot of people don't even want to be out on the balcony. Well, so, no.
It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy, and there's a girl in Toronto who lived that dream this past weekend. The video went viral yesterday of this girl throwing off a chair from probably about her, like, 30th floor condo.
Oh, my God.
Looked like she was trying to hit the highway. The video cuts short just before the chair hits, but apparently just missed the highway. No one was hurt, but now the hunt is on. People are calling her, and it's not really an exaggeration, like the most wanted woman in Canada, because, you know, this isn't, you know, I'm not blowing smoke here. She could have cost a lot of people their lives.
Absolutely.
If this thing hit the highway.
Absolutely. I was watching this, and she's young. She looks like she may be, like, around 20 or in her early 20s.
Police are saying she's in her 20s, yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, they don't know for sure where she lives or if that's her home. People do the Airbnb thing all the time.
Right.
So I'm like, did she just, like, go away for the weekend, have some drinks with friends, went to Toronto to party? Because she was all kind of dressed up. She looked like she had makeup and on and was, like, ready to go out and just made, like, the dumbest mistake of her entire life. She could have very easily killed someone.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that would be close to as dumb as what she did was the person filming the whole thing, not even stopping her. Like, they were probably thinking, this is going to go viral, yo. It's going to be huge.
I know. I would love to talk to a person there must be somebody who saw it hit the highway.
Because
it does end right before it hits the highway, but there must be someone who saw it drop. I want to be like, what were you thinking?
Yeah, as you see this thing floating in the sky, thinking, what's that? Is that a chair? Right? Like, apparently she threw a bunch of other stuff off the balcony, too. Nothing as big as a chair, I guess, you know, cushions and stuff, probably.
It feels like a light folding chair. Maybe got caught in the wind and, like, avoided the highway, you know? Sometimes they get caught in gusts.
It just missed the highway. It landed on the, kind of like, the entranceway to this condo. But still, imagine if you're walking out of the condo.
Oh, if you're walking, yeah, right? Exactly. Am I the only one who thought, like, you generally see men do these kind of things? Like, I'm not judging, but do you know what I mean?
The last time I threw a chair off at 34, balcony.
Yeah. Well, if you saw the headline, person throws chair off 30th floor balcony, you're probably thinking, oh, that guy's an idiot.
You picture being some young guy who's out with his friends and they get together, but it was a female in this case, and your parents are very ashamed of you. I know that for sure. Like, she knows this video is going around,
this
too.
This video has gone everywhere. It's on everything. It's pretty hard to have missed it, yeah.
Yeah, dumb mistake.
Really dumb.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Even all the money in the world cannot get you out of certain pickles, okay?
Pickles.
Good morning. It is Nikki, Sam, and Andy. That's going to make sense in just one
You're
second.
So proud of yourself. I know you are.
A
great
pickle.
Play on words.
Thank you. I said pickle because we're talking about Jeff Bezos. He's the guy who owns Amazon, or is the CEO of Amazon, right? Literally, like, the richest man in the world, I think.
By far, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, literally.
And he is in a pickle right now because he took some adult photos on his phone with his girlfriend and David Pecker. I didn't make that one up. I can't take credit for that. That's his actual name. His name's David Pecker. He runs the National Enquirer. And Jeff Bezos says that he is blackmailing him, saying that he's going to publish these photos if Jeff Bezos doesn't do what he says. And this is all, like, sort of politically charged as well, because Jeff Bezos runs the National Post, which is sort of anti-Trump.
The Washington Post.
Washington Post story, mm-hmm. which is anti-Trump. And then, of course, the National Enquirer, owned by David Pecker, who is really close friends with Trump. So there's a lot of politics in there. But basically, the richest man in the world has these adult photos that he took being held over his head.
He's got a bunch of pickle pics.
He's got a bunch yeah. of pickle pics. Exactly.
I don't get it in this day and age why anyone in the right mind would send something like that on their phone. Knowing what you know now, knowing that everything that you do on your phone is tracked, uploaded to a cloud,
oh.
permanently, like undeletable, as far as we know, and yet people still do this, knowing that it can come back to bite them in the behind.
I'm not saying it's a great idea.
It's a terrible idea.
I'm not saying it's a great idea. I think more than ever, we're seeing that it can come back and absolutely bite you. But I think so many people do it.
Yeah,
so many people.
First of all, nobody's monitoring your phone, Sam. Jeff Bezos, fine, they can monitor his phone. He's the richest man in the world. But you know, you've been with your girlfriend for 5 years.
Yeah.
I'm sure she would love to get the odd, you know, dirty text or dirty pic that you send to her. She would feel pretty, like, you know, pretty loved, right?
I'm never going to get it. Mm. Never have sent one. Never will.
Really?
It's black and white. I will never. And plus, most women don't even find it that hot.
No.
They don't.
Well,
no.
If you're texting back and forth, right? And
no.
I don't know.
Mm. Save it for later. Save it for the bedroom. I can't.
Yeah, there are very few times. More than ever, the stories I'm getting now are just unsolicited photos where my friends are just like, I don't know why guys think we want to see this.
Well, unsolicited is different. Unsolicited is different. But you've been with somebody for a long time, like my wife, you know, not that we do it all the time.
It can still be unsolicited. You can still do it without her asking.
Hey, morning, babe. Here you go.
Apparently, 49% of people say they still do this. You think that's too high?
I think that's way too high. Yeah. I think most people are very apprehensive when it comes to exposing themselves on what is a private device, but a public domain.
I'm not condoning it, but I think a lot more people are doing it than you think. I think you're in the minority here. You can let us know what you think. Shoot us a text at 92925. Marianne, what do you think?
I mean, I think it can be fun, but you have to be careful who you're sending it to. You can't send it to a stranger.
It's kind of like a new and different level of trust in a relationship, right? Like, seriously,
this
though.
This is what you come to? This is a milestone here in a relationship?
But at one point, you'd have to open your heart to, like, maybe get hurt in different ways in a relationship in order to make it work. And now this is, like, another one that we haven't really had to deal with in past generations, is if I send you these, like, personal photos, are you going to keep them to yourself?
Well, I think the smart thing to do is just leave your face cropped out of it,
yes.
no matter what. You can't be identified that way.
Yeah, nobody's sending them full body shots. Nobody wants full body shots. Well, if you're not going to see my face, I'll just upload a stock photo from the internet and flatter myself. I don't have to actually show myself.
Well, I think your girlfriend will be able to tell the difference.
you never know filters these days.
Should Sam try sending one to his girlfriend?
Oh, God, no.
Yes or no, Marianne?
Yes,
Marianne!
I feel so violated already.
Do it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I do have to repeat, I'm not saying I condone this. I'm not saying I condone it, especially with young people and their cell phones. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You have to be extremely careful. I'm not saying you should do it, but I think it is a reality.
You're just saying accept it. It's happening.
I think it's happening a lot.
More
exactly.
and more.
Yeah. So.
There's nothing sacred in this world anymore.
Sam, I got a message from your girlfriend. She said she doesn't want one. So.
Good. Not going to get it anyways.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.